Prabhupada ki jai.
Natchalati Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur ki jai. Prem Shri Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Swami Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki jai. Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai. Mathura Dhamma ki jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki jai. Gangamai Jamuna Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachamini Nivasesa Sanjavani Paskachavya Satyam. Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsta Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Pitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvutam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Tam Panchakalpa Chupasaki Pisnavi Tapti Chanam Pavanita Vaishnavam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 It's May 24th, 2014 in Bratislava, Slovakia, and we're doing part one of part two of the Brihadbhagavatamrita.
Part two?
This is Brihadbhagavatamrita part two.
Okay.
Yes, we're doing Brihadbhagavatamrita part two, but we're going to do it in several parts, so it's going to be part one of part two.
Čiže robíme druhú časť a budeme to robiť na niekoľko častí, čiže bude to prvá časť a druhá časť. Dokoľkej môžem pokračovať?
Nie, to či vám, či vám, to je
to, okay, we are not limited. We can take the lecture as long as we wish.
Oh, why? There's your limiting person is gone?
Yes, exactly.
You have a limiting person here. It's like your border guard or something?
No, like that.
No.
The temple commander is not here, so... we have nobody to ask, you know, so...
Okay. Well,
can do it as long
what
as
time do you usually have prasadam?
O kolky mávate prasadam? 8:30 usually. Today we'll be fasting, because it's Ekadashi.
Everybody's fasting for Ekadasi today?
No, but the cooking, but it will be light, small, simple, so not so much I needed for eating.
I see. Okay, very interesting.
Till 9:30.
Okay. So this is just part two of the Brihadbhagavatamrita, not part one. We're not doing part one.
Toto je druhá časť Brihadbhagavatamrity. Robíme druhú časť, nie prvú. Why not?
Because I don't have a presentation for it.
Okay, so it will be like...
And because
it
I don't like...
be taken out of the context.
And because I don't like it as much.
Okay.
I really like part two.
Ja som sa pýtala, prečo nerobíme prvú časť. Tak to je preto, lebo nemám k tomu prezentáciu a tiež sa mi tá prvá časť až tak veľmi nepáči. But it's not connected?
No.
Okay.
It's two completely separate stories.
To sú dva úplne rôzne príbehy, čiže nemá to súvisť. To, ako tým, že budeme brať druhú, nič nestratíme. Takže nenadvezuje na to.
Okay. All right. Very good. So this story starts after Maharaj Prakrit has heard the Bhagavatam.
Takže tento príbeh začína potom, ako Maharaj Prakrit počul Bhagavatam.
And his mother Uttara asks him a question.
A jeho matka Uttara sa ho pýta otázku.
She says, "I don't understand how all the great devotees get the same destination."
A hovorí, ja tomu nerozumiem, ako všetci tí veľkí oddaní prídu do toho istého cieľa.
How can everybody just go to the Vaikuntha planets?
Ako môže ísť každý proste len na Vaikunty?
She said it seems like the gopis who were in the Ras Lila they should have a higher destination.
Ona hovorí, a zdá sa, že gopi, ktoré boli v Ras Lila, by mali mať vyšší cieľ.
So Maharaj Prakrit was very happy at her question.
Maharaj Prakrit bol veľmi šťastný, keď počul jej otázku.
He remembered how he saw the Lord in the womb.
Spomenul si na to, ako videl pána, keď bol ešte v lone svojej matky.
And he says, "Mother, I will answer your question."
A hovorí, matka, odpoviem na tvoju otázku.
By telling you a story.
Tým, že ti porozprávam príbeh.
So first he tells a story about a very poor brahmana.
A najskôr hovorí príbeh o veľmi chudobnom brahmanovi.
And this Brahmana unfortunately wasn't thinking much about Krishna.
A na nešťastie tento Brahmana príliš nespomínal na Krishnu.
He lived in Pragyotisha.
On žil v Pragyotisha.
And all he ever thought about was money.
A neustále myslel len na peniaze.
He didn't really know much.
Nevedel veľa.
Although he was a Brahmana, he wasn't very well educated.
Hoci bol Brahmana, tak nebol veľmi vzdelaný.
And he worshipped goddess Kamyakya.
A on Boha uctieval ako Kamakya.
And he was saying, please give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
A hovoril, prosím, daj mi peniaze, daj mi peniaze, daj mi peniaze.
But he was very fortunate.
Ale mal veľké šťastie.
The goddess actually appeared to him.
Pretože Boh sa mu v skutočnosti zjavil.
And she gave him the Gopal mantra.
Bohyňa sa mu zjavila a dala mu Gopal mantra.
So those of us who are second initiated, we chant this Gopal mantra as the sixth mantra.
Takže tí z nás, ktorí majú druhé zasvetenie, tak spievame túto Gopal mantru ako šiestu mantru.
Although the mantra in this story is a little shorter.
Hoci mantra v tomto príbehu je trošku kratšia.
But very similar.
Ale je veľmi podobná.
And she said to him, you chant this mantra.
Ona mu povedala, spievaj túto mantru.
And you worship Madan Gopal.
A uctievaj Madan Gopala.
So what happened to him is very much like what happened to Dhruva Maharaj.
A to, čo sa mu udialo ďalej, bolo veľmi podobné tomu, čo sa udialo Dhruva Maharaja.
As he was chanting this mantra,
ako spieval túto mantru,
the desire for money just disappeared from his heart.
Tak túžba po peniazoch jednoducho zmizla z jeho srdca.
He started feeling very satisfied, even though he was poor.
A začal sa cítiť veľmi spokojný, napriek tomu, že bol chudobný.
In fact, the 10-syllable Gopal mantra seemed to him like the mantra itself was all jewels.
V skutočnosti tá 10-slabiková Gopal mantra sa mu zdala, ako keby samotná táto mantra bola všetky tie drahokamy.
Okay, we have a problem. We're losing the bottom of...
Takže strácame spodný riadok toho textu.
Is there some way you can be adjusted for horizontal? You have one of the buttons you can push.
It's probably with the slideshow. If you end the slideshow... No,
try and see if you can adjust the...
Takže strácame ten posledný
riadok. You want to adjust the vertical.
Preto sa to snažíme vertikálne upraviť.
Okay, so he's going and chanting this mantra.
Takže on spieva túto mantru.
And he starts traveling.
A začne cestovať.
And he gets to the Ganga.
A príde ku Gange.
When he's at the Ganga,
keď je pri Gange,
he's there during a festival time.
Tak on je tam počas doby festivalu.
And he sees a lot of other brahmanas there.
A vidí tam mnohých ďalších brahmanov.
And they say, "We are doing all these rituals to go to the heavenly planets."
Oni hovoria, robíme všetky tieto rituály, aby sme prišli na nebeské planety.
So he starts engaging in their rituals.
A on začne s nimi robiť tieto rituály.
But he keeps chanting his mantra.
Ale stále spieva svoju mantru.
So he's not really satisfied with their rituals and going to heaven.
A nie je veľmi spokojný s ich rituálmi a s tým, že by mohol ísť na nebesa.
So then he travels to Kasi.
A potom cestuje do Kaši.
And there he sees many impersonal sannyasis.
A tam vidím mnohých neosobných sanyasinov.
And they say, yeah, heaven isn't very interesting.
A oni hovoria, áno, a nebesa nie sú veľmi zaujímavé.
Instead, you should merge into the Brahmajyoti.
Radšej by si sa mal ponoriť do Brahmajyoti.
And as he associated with them,
a ako sa s nimi on združuje, stýka,
he started thinking, yeah, maybe I want to do that.
Tak začne premýšľať, možno by som to mohol vyskúšať.
And he started losing faith in his mantra.
A začína strácať vieru v svoju mantru.
Then he had a dream.
A potom sa mu sníva.
Where the deity of the mantra.
Kde božstvo tej mantry.
Madan Gopal.
Madan Gopal.
Appeared to him.
Sa mu zjaví.
And renewed his attachment to the mantra.
A znova ustanoví jeho pripútanosť k mantre.
So he started chanting again.
A znova začne spievať.
As he was chanting again.
Ako znova spieva.
Then he had another dream.
Má ďalší sen.
Of Lord Shiva.
O pánovi Šivovi.
Who said, "You're a fool."
Hovorí, ty hlupák.
Don't take sannyas.
Neprijmaj sannyas.
Go to Mathura.
Choď ihne do Matury.
When you're in Vrindavan forest, you will get all of your desires.
Keď budeš v lese Vrindavana, tak splnia sa ti všetky tvoje túžby.
So he left Kasi and started to walk towards Vrindavan.
Tak odišiel z Kaši a putuje smerom do Vrindavanu.
Then he came to Prayag.
A potom prišiel do Prayagu.
And there again there was a festival.
A zasa sa tam koná festival.
And the Brahmin couldn't understand what was going on.
A ten Brahmana, on nerozumie, čo sa deje.
He just thought, oh, here's a lot of noise.
On si hovorí, tu je toľko hluku.
So he asked the Vaishnavas there, what are you doing? Why are you making so much noise?
A pýta sa tam tých Vaishnavov, čo sa to deje? Prečo robíte toľko hluku?
They said, you foolish man.
Ty hlupák.
They said, we're having a festival to worship the Supreme Lord.
Máme tu festival, aby sme oslavovali najvyššieho pána.
And they said, well, the Supreme... And then he asked them, he said, who is the Supreme Lord? How do I worship them?
A on sa pýta, kto je tento najvyšší pán a koho môžem uctievať?
They said, oh, he's the super soul in everyone's heart.
My hovoria, je to nadduša v srdci každého.
He lives everywhere.
Žije všade.
And you should bow to him and worship him.
Mal by si sa mu kláňať a uctievať ho.
And he noticed that there was something similar between the deity they were worshiping and the deity who had appeared to him in a dream, but he didn't think they were the same person.
A všimol si, že je niečo podobné medzi božstvom, ktoré oni uctievajú, a božstvom, ktoré sa mu zjavilo v sne, ale ešte to nespája, že sú rovnakí.
Because they were worshiping all the different incarnations of the Lord.
Pretože oni uctievali všetky rôzne inkarnácie pána.
And the deity they were worshiping had four arms.
A božstvo, ktoré oni uctievali, malo 4 ruky.
But the deity he saw in his dream had only 2 arms.
Ale božstvo, ktoré videl v svojom sne, malo len 2 ruky.
So he thought, this isn't my lord.
Hovorí, toto nie je môj pán.
He thought, my lord is a cowherd boy.
On si myslí, môj pán je pastierik.
Who dances with cowherd girls.
Ktorý tancuje s pastierkami.
So then he said, I'm just going to chant my own mantra.
Potom si hovorí, no tak budem spievať len svoju vlastnú mantru.
So he's absorbed in chanting his Gopal mantra.
Takže je ponorený v spievaní svojej Gopal mantry.
And he fainted in ecstasy.
A odpadá v extáze.
And while he was fainted, then Madan Gopal appeared to him again.
A kým bol odpadnutý, tak sa mu znova zjavil Madan Gopal.
And said, Lord Shiva told you to go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan.
A hovorí mu, Pán Shiva ti povedal, že máš ísť do Vrindavanu. Chod do Vrindavanu.
So he finally went to Vrindavan.
Tak nakoniec prichádza do Vrindavanu.
When he got to Vrindavan,
keď prichádza do Vrindavanu,
he saw a beautiful cowherd boy.
Tak zbadal prekrásneho pastiera.
With a flute.
S flautou.
And he thought, oh, I wonder who that is.
Hovorí, no chcel by som vidieť, kto to je.
And the cowherd boy was crying and chanting in Sankirtan.
A ten pastierik plače a spieva v Sankirtane.
And the Brahmin thought, oh, that must be my deity of Madan Gopal.
A ten brahmana si hovorí, to musí byť moje božstvo, Madan Gopal.
And he came and offered his obeisances.
A prišiel k nemu a vzdal mu poklony.
And the cowherd boy said, I am a devotee of Madan Gopal.
A ten pastierik hovorí, ja som oddaný Madan Gopal.
Please tell me about yourself.
Prosím, porozprávaj mi o sebe.
And he wanted the brahmana to simply chant the holy names in Sankirtan.
A on chcel, aby ten brahmana jednoducho len spieval sväté mená v Sankirtane.
But the brahmana wasn't convinced.
Ale ten brahmana nebol o tom presvedčený.
So the cowherd boy said, my name is Gopakumar.
A ten pastierik hovorí, ja sa volám Gopakumar.
And let me tell you my story.
A porozprávam ti svoj príbeh.
Now Gopakumar is going to tell the brahmana his story.
A teraz Gopakumar ide vyrozprávať brahmanovi svoj príbeh.
In order to bring the brahmana to love of God.
Aby toho brahmanu priviedol k lásky k Bohu.
He says, I was born in Govardhan as the son of a Vaishya.
Hovorí, narodil som sa pri Govardhane ako syn Vaishu.
And I used to take care of the cows.
Staral som sa o kravy.
And we cowherd boys used to see a first class brahmana who was very renounced and wandering in Vrindavan.
No, tí pastierici často vydávali prvotriedného brahmanu, ktorý bol veľmi odriekavý.
He would be chanting and dancing and laughing.
On spieval, tancoval a smial sa.
And many times he would stay with us cowherd boys.
A častokrát trávil čas s nami, pastierikmi.
We would give him milk and yogurt.
Dávali sme mu mlieko a jogurt.
And this brahmana instructed me.
A tento brahmana mi dal pokyny.
Would you like to fulfill all of your desires?
Chcel by si si naplniť všetky svoje túžby?
And I said yes.
A ja som odpovedal áno.
He said, go take a bath in Keshigat.
Hovorí, choď sa okúpať do Keshigatu.
And accept the mercy I will give you.
A prijmi tú milosť, ktorú ti dám.
He then gave me, Gopakumar said, a 10-syllable Gopal mantra.
A hovorí, a potom mi, a Gopakumar hovorí, a potom mi dal 10-slabičnú Gopal mantru.
So this is the same mantra that the Brahmanas chanted.
A to bola tá istá mantra, ktorú spieval ten Brahmana.
But after my guru gave me this Gopal mantra,
ale potom, čo mi môj guru dal túto Gopal mantru,
he started crying and crying.
Začal plakať a plakať.
He wanted to give me some instructions.
Chcel mi dať nejaké pokyny.
He started to explain the mantra.
Začal vysvetľovať mantru.
But because he was crying so much,
ale pretože toľko plakal,
he couldn't give me any more than a little instruction.
Tak mi mohol dať iba pár pokynov.
And then he just went away.
A potom odišiel.
So I thought, okay, this Gopal mantra will fulfill all of my desires.
Tak som si povedal, okay, táto Gopal mantra splní všetky moje túžby.
Jaj, šeši, dobrý. Very complicated. So I continued to chant my mantra.
Tak ja som pokračoval spievaním svojej mantry.
And I thought, what I really want.
A povedal som si to, čo skutočne chcem.
Is to understand who's the Lord of the universe.
Ja chcem pochopiť, kto je pán celého vesmíru.
Because my guru said I could get whatever I want.
Pretože môj guru povedal, že môžem získať čokoľvek, čo chcem.
Well, that's what I really want.
A toto skutočne chcem.
Who is the Lord of the universe?
Kto je pán vesmíru?
So as he was chanting his mantra,
a ako spieval svoju mantru,
that was his meditation.
To bola jeho meditácia.
I want to find the Lord of the universe.
Chcem nájsť pána celého vesmíru.
I want to find the Lord of the universe.
Chcem nájsť pána vesmíru.
So then Gopakumar said,
a potom Gopakumar hovorí,
I started wandering away from Vrindavan.
Tak som išiel preč z Vrindavanu.
I came to the Ganga.
A prišiel som ku Gange.
And there I saw a Brahmana worshipping a Shalagram Shila.
A tam som zbadal Brahmana, ako uctieva Shalagram Shilu.
So I asked him, what are you doing?
Sa ho spýtal, čo robíš?
What are you worshipping?
Koho uctievaš?
The Brahmana said, I am worshipping the Lord of the universe.
A ten Brahmana mu odpovedal, ja uctievam pána vesmíru.
Oh, then I was so happy.
A ja som bol taký šťastný.
I wanted to find the Lord of the universe.
Ja som chcel nájsť pána vesmíru.
Now I have found him.
A teraz som ho našiel.
So I bowed down to the Shalagram Shila.
Tak som sa poklonil tej Shalagram Shila.
I took some of the Charanamrita.
Zobral som si trošku z tej Charanamrita.
I took some prasadam.
Zal som si prasadam.
And then when the Brahmin finished his worship,
a keď Brahmana ukončil svoje uctievanie,
he put the Lord of the universe into a box.
Tak pána vesmíru dal do krabičky.
And I thought, how will he eat?
A ja som sa spýtal, ako bude jesť?
How will he be taken care of?
Ako vôbec bude o neho postarané?
That's not a very nice way to treat the Lord of the universe.
To nie je veľmi pekné, ako sa postarať o pána vesmíru.
So then the Brahmana said to me,
a potom Brahmana mi povedal,
I'm just a simple Brahmana.
Ja som len jednoduchý Brahmana.
If you want to see opulent worship,
a chceš vidieť honosné uctievanie,
then you have to travel to the capital city.
Tak musíš cestovať do hlavného mesta.
So he continued to chant his mantra.
Pokračoval spievaním svojej mantry.
And as Gopakumar chanted his mantra,
ako Gopakumar spieval svoju mantru,
that he wanted to find the Lord of the universe,
a chcel nájsť pána vesmíru,
he went to the capital city.
Tak prišiel do hlavného mesta.
In the capital city, Gopakumar said,
a Gopakumar hovorí, v tom hlavnom meste,
I saw so many people dancing and singing in ecstasy.
Som videl toľkých ľudí, ako tam tancujú a spievajú vo vytržení.
Do we know those people?
No. But they look like devotees.
And there, Gopakumar said, I saw a four-handed deity of the Lord.
Gopakumar hovorí, ja tam som zbadal štvoruké božstvo pána.
Who is this, I said.
A kto je toto?
Oh, here is the Lord of the universe.
Á, to je pán vesmíru.
Oh, I have found the Lord of the universe.
Á, našiel som pána vesmíru.
And I was so happy.
Bol som tak šťastný.
Now I have everything I want.
Teraz mám všetko, čo som chcel.
And I was watching how the king was serving the deity.
A sledoval som, ako kráľ slúži tomu božstvu.
I wish I could serve the deity like that.
A prial som si, kiež by som tiež takto mohol slúžiť tomu božstvu.
So I kept chanting my Gopal mantra, he said.
Tak som pokračoval spievaním svojej Gopal mantry.
And I was wanting to worship this deity of the Lord.
A strašne som chcel uctievať toto božstvo pána.
Then the king of the capital died.
No a potom zomrel ten král toho hlavného mesta.
And he had adopted Gopakumara as his son.
A on si Gopakumara adoptoval ako svojho syna.
So when he died, Gopakumara became the king.
No a keď a ten král zomrel, tak Gopakumara sa stal kráľ.
And they said, now you have to put on royal clothes.
A hovorí mu, teraz sa musíš obliecť ako kráľ.
He said, no, no, I'm just going to stay like a coward.
Hovorí, nie, nie, ja chcem zostať ako pastierik.
And once I became the king,
keď už sa raz o mňa stal kráľ,
then I could finally worship the Lord the way I wanted to.
Tak teraz už môžem uctievať Pána spôsobom, akým si prajem.
And I was so happy.
A bol som tak šťastný.
Oh, but I also had to take care of the kingdom.
A tiež sa ale budem musieť starať o to kráľovstvo.
And there were so many problems.
Ale bolo tam toľko problémov.
And I became so absorbed in these problems.
A ja som bol tak pohrúžený do všetkých tých problémov.
And all my management duties.
A do všetkých mojich manažerských povinností.
That sometimes my worship of the Lord was disturbed.
Že niekedy moje uctievanie Pána bolo vyrušené.
And one time the prasadam had been eaten by some low class person, the Lord prasadam.
A raz to prasadam Pána zjedol nejaký človek z nízkej triedy.
And then the Brahmin said, we can't eat it now.
Brahmani povedali, teraz to už nemôžeme jesť.
So that made me very unhappy.
Bol som z toho veľmi nešťastný.
I thought, oh, the Brahmins here, they're too ritualistic.
Povedal som si, tí Brahmani to nie sú príliš ritualistickí.
And then one man came to the capital.
A potom prišiel do hlavného mesta jeden človek.
And he told me.
A povedal mi.
There's another place you can go.
Je iné miesto, na ktoré môžeš ísť.
Where the Brahmins are not ritualistic.
Kde Brahmani nie sú ritualistickí.
And the Lord of the universe is also there.
A je tam aj Pán vesmíru.
Everyone there is liberated.
Všetci sú tam oslobodení.
Even the donkeys have a four-armed Vaikuntha form.
Dokonca aj somári majú štvorukú podobu z Vaikunty.
Leave this place.
Odíď z tohto miesta.
Go to Jagannath Puri.
Chod do Jagannath Puri.
So, I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Pokračoval som spievaním svojej Gopal mantry.
And I traveled to Jagannath Puri.
Cestoval som do Jagannath Puri.
Hoping to see the Lord of the universe.
A dúfal som, že stretnem Pána vesmíru.
Where is the Lord of the universe?
Kde je Pán vesmíru?
Oh, he's in that temple.
A on je v tom chráme.
So I went into the temple.
Tak som išiel do toho chrámu.
And immediately felt ecstasy.
A hneď som bol vo vytržení.
There is the Lord of the universe.
Tam je Pán vesmíru.
And I ran to embrace Lord Jagannath.
A bežal som, aby som Pána Jagannatha objal.
The guards took out sticks and started hitting me.
Ale tí strážnici vyťahli palice a začali ma odierať.
So I had to be patient.
Musel som byť trpezlivý.
And while I was chanting my mantra in the temple,
kým som v chráme spieval svoju mantru,
I saw the king of Jagannath Puri.
I saw
the king of Jagannath Puri.
Tak som videl kráľa Jagannath Puri.
He entered the temple.
Vstúpil do chrámu.
And he was doing service for Lord Jagannath.
A slúžil Pánu Jagannathovi.
And I thought, oh, I wish I could do that.
A ja som si myslel, kiež by som aj ja mohol toto spraviť.
He's so fortunate.
On má také šťastie.
I wish I could do service for Lord Jagannath like that.
A kiež by som aj ja mohol spraviť takúto službu pre Pána Jagannatha.
So I was chanting my Gopal mantra.
Tak som spieval, som odriekal svoju Gopal mantru.
With that desire.
S touto túžbou.
Then one day in Jagannath Puri, I saw my guru again.
A potom jedného dňa v Jagannath Puri som znovu zbadal svojho gurua.
I saw him for a minute and then he sort of disappeared.
A stretol som ho len na minútku a zase zmizol.
I looked everywhere for him.
Všade som ho hľadal.
Then I found him on the beach at Jagannath Puri.
A potom som ho našiel na pláži v Jagannath Puri.
And then my guru explained to me.
A potom mi môj guru vysvetlil.
Whatever you meditate on while you chant this mantra, you will get.
Získaš všetko, nad čím medituješ, keď spievaš túto mantru.
Have faith in this mantra.
Ver tejto mantre.
No matter what happens.
Bez ohľadu na to, čo sa deje.
Keep chanting your mantra.
Spievaj svoju mantru.
This mantra will give you the potency to live for a very, very long time.
Táto mantra ti dá schopnosť žiť veľmi, veľmi dlho.
To always look the same.
A neustále budeš vyzerať rovnako.
And the mantra will give you the perfect mentality.
A táto mantra ti dá dokonalú mentalitu.
And then his guru left.
Potom jeho guru odišiel.
So Gopakumara said, I kept chanting.
Gopakumara hovorí, ja som stále ako odriekal tú mantru.
Thinking, I wish I could worship the Lord intimately like the king.
A premýšľal som nad tým, kiež by som mohol uctievať Pána tak dôverne ako ten kráľ.
And as he was chanting, the king of Jagannath Puri died.
Ako to spieval, tak zomrel král Jagannath Puri.
Now he had a son.
A mal syna.
But his son took sannyas.
Ale jeho syn prijal sannyas.
So there was no one to be king.
Takže nebol tam nikto, kto, z koho by mohol byť král.
So the ministers came to Gopakumar.
Jeho ministri prišli za Gopakumarom.
And said, please become the king of Jagannath.
A povedali mu, prosím, nech sa z teba stane král Jagannath Puri.
So Gopakumar was so happy.
A Gopakumar bol z toho tak šťastný.
Now I have all my desires fulfilled.
Teraz sa mi splnia všetky moje túžby.
He improved the worship.
A zlepšil uctievanie.
Made everything so much more opulent.
Všetko bolo oveľa honosnejšie.
But again he found that as the king.
Ale znova zistil, že ako kráľ.
He had a lot of duties to do.
Má veľa povinností.
He stayed in his cowherd boy dress.
Stále bol oblečený v svojich pastierských šatách.
So many management problems.
Ale bolo tam toľko manažerských problémov.
And he thought, oh, I don't like being the king.
A povedal si, nie, nechcem byť kráľ, nepáči sa mi.
I'll just worship Jagannath as a simple person.
Radšej budem Jagannatha uctievať ako obyčajná osoba.
So he renounced the kingdom.
A tak sa vzdal toho kráľovstva.
And just stayed there chanting his mantra.
A zostal tam a odriekal svoju mantru.
But still people kept giving him honor.
Ale stále ho ľudia mu vzdávali úctu.
And it was really disturbing him.
A veľmi ho to rozrušovalo.
So he thought, I just want to go back to Vrindavan.
A tak si povedal, nie, radšej sa vrátim späť do Vrindavan.
So he went to see Lord Jagannath.
Tak išiel sa pánom Jagannathom.
To ask if he could go back to Vrindavan.
Spýtal sa ho, či sa môže vrátiť do Vrindavanu.
But as soon as he saw Jagannath,
ale hneď ako zbadal Jagannatha,
he forgot everything.
Na všetko zabudol.
And he's just feeling so much love.
A cítil toľko lásky.
And then Jagannath appeared to him in a dream.
Potom sa mu v sne zjavil Jagannath.
I said, just go to Mathura.
Hovorí, proste len chod do Mathury.
And the residents, some residents of Mathura came to Jagannath Puri.
A tí obyvatelia Mathury prišli do Jagannath Puri.
And were talking about Vrindavan and Mathura.
A rozprávali o Vrindavane a Mathure.
Then Gopakumar got a garland from the deity.
A vtedy Gopakumar dostal girlandu od božstva.
And he said, okay, I'm leaving Jagannath Puri and going back to Vrindavan.
A hovorí, nuž dobre, odchádzam z Jagannath Puri a vrátim sa späť do Vrindavanu.
Maybe there I will find the Lord of the Universe.
Možno tam nájdem pána vesmíru.
So he wandered in Vrindavan.
No a tak sa túlal po Vrindavane.
And his old friends didn't even see him.
A jeho starí priatelia ho už ani nevideli.
But he wasn't purified enough to see Krishna in Vrindavan.
Ale nebol dosť očistený na to, aby mohol vidieť Krishnu vo Vrindavane.
So he kept thinking, I don't see the Lord of the Universe here.
A stále si myslel, ja tu ale nevidím pána vesmíru.
Where's my Lord of the Universe?
Kde je môj pán vesmíru?
I need to go someplace else.
Musím ísť niekam inam.
So even though Lord Jagannath had told him to go back to Vrindavan.
Tak hoci aj pán Jagannath mu povedal, aby sa vrátil do Vrindavanu.
He was restless.
Tak a bol neposedný.
So he's chanting his mantra.
Spieval svoju mantru.
And he travels.
A cestuje.
He thinks, I'm going to go back to Jagannath Puri.
A hovorí si, ja sa chcem vrátiť späť do Jagannath Puri.
But just like the brahmana to whom he's telling this story.
Ale podobne ako ten brahmana, ktorému rozprával svoj príbeh.
He also came to the Ganga.
Tiež prišiel ku Gange.
And there he also found brahmanas who talked to him about heaven.
A tiež tam stretol brahmanov, ktorí mu rozprávali o nebesiach.
And they said, in the heavenly planets,
oni hovorili, na nebeských planetách,
the Lord of the Universe is there all the time.
Pán vesmíru je stále prítomný tam.
He's the younger brother of Indra.
On je mladší brat Indru.
Vamandev.
Vamanadeva.
And you can worship him there all the time.
A tam ho môžeš neustále uctievať.
Why don't you perform rituals with us and go to heaven?
Prečo s nami nevykonávaš rituály a nepôjdeš s nami na nebesia?
And Gopakumar thought, I'd like to go there and see Vamandev.
A Gopakumar si hovorí, ja by som tam išiel rád a stretol Vamanadeva.
I could see him, the Lord of the Universe, all the time.
A tak by som mohol vidieť pána vesmíru neustále.
So he's chanting his mantra.
A tak spieva svoju mantru.
And he's thinking, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven.
A hovorí si, chcem ísť na nebesia, chcem ísť na nebesia.
Then an airplane came.
A potom prišlo lietadlo.
And took him to the heavenly planets.
A vzalo ho na nebeské planety.
And when Gopakumar was in the heavenly planets,
keď Gopakumar bol na nebeských planetách,
he sees, oh, there is the Lord of the Universe.
A vidí, tam je pán vesmíru.
And look, Indra is worshiping him.
A pozri, Indra ho uctieva.
Under the direction of Brihaspati.
Pod vedením Brihaspatiho.
There is Garuda.
A je tam Garuda.
There is Narada.
Narada.
And Vishnu called him and said, come here, come here.
A Vishnu ho volá a hovorí, poď, poď.
And I was thinking, how fortunate Indra is.
A ja si myslím, ja som si myslel, aké veľké šťastie má Indra.
He gets to worship the Lord as his younger brother.
Má možnosť uctievať pána ako svojho mladšieho brata.
I wish I could do that.
Kiež by som to mohla robiť aj ja.
I wish I could worship the Lord like Indra does.
Ja si prajem, kiež by som mohol uctievať pána tak ako Indra.
And he concentrated on his mantra.
A on sa sústredí na svoju mantru.
With that desire.
S tou túžbou.
Then Indra
dies.
No, he didn't die.
Takže sústredí sa na tú svoju túžbu.
Indra had a relationship with the wife of a sage.
No a Indra, on mal vzťah s manželkou jedného svedca.
And he was in trouble.
A dostal sa kvôli tomu do problémov.
So he had to go hide.
Sa museli skryť.
So Brihaspati and all of the brahmanas of Swarga, they appointed Gopakumar as Indra.
No a Brihaspati a všetci ostatní zo Swargy určili, aby Gopakumar jednal ako Indra.
But he lived very simply.
A on žil veľmi jednoducho.
And he kept chanting his mantra.
A spieval svoju mantru.
But he was feeling separation from Vrindavan.
Ale cítil odlúčenie od Vrindavanu.
And whenever he felt separation, then Lord Vishnu appeared and made him feel better.
A vždy, keď cítil odlúčenie, tak sa mu zjavil pán Vishnu a tak ho upokojil.
And as Indra, he had to fight with many demons.
Ako Indra musel bojovať s mnohými démonmi.
And manage the whole universe.
A musel riadiť celý vesmír.
But whenever he saw the Lord there, he was happy.
Ale kdekoľvek videl pána, tak bol šťastný.
But sometimes the Lord left.
Ale niekedy pán odišiel.
And then he thought, oh, I want to go back to Jagannath Puri.
Hovorí si, rád by som sa vrátil do Jagannath Puri.
Lord Jagannath never leaves Jagannath Puri.
Pán Jagannath nikdy neodchádza z Jagannath Puri.
So feeling some dissatisfaction, he kept chanting his mantra.
A pokračoval spievanie svojej mantry, hoci cítil určité neuspokojenie.
And one day, as he was Indra,
a jedného dňa ako Indra,
Bhrigu Muni came to visit.
Prišiel na návštevu Bhrigu Muni.
And the demigods and even Lord Vishnu worshiped Bhrigu Muni.
A dokonca aj pán Vishnu uctieval Bhrigu Muniho.
So Gopakumar said, I asked the demigods.
No, Gopakumar hovorí, ja som sa spýtal bolobohov.
Who is that person?
Kto je táto osoba?
But the demigods didn't say anything.
Ale bolobohovia nič nepovedali.
I think they were kind of envious.
Myslím, že mali voči nemu závisť.
That there was somebody higher than them.
Akože je niekto ešte vyššie postavený ako oni.
But Brihaspati answered me.
Ale Brihaspati mi odpovedal.
He said, those people are from Maharloka.
Hovorí, títo ľudia sú z Maharloky.
They are the Prajapatis.
They are what?
They are Prajapatis.
Oni sú Prajapati.
And they worship the Lord of the universe.
Oni uctievajú pána vesmíru.
As Yajna Purusha, the Lord of sacrifices.
Ako Yajna Purusha, pána obeti.
And I was thinking, oh, I'd like to see the Lord of the universe in Maharloka.
Ja som si povedala, rád by som videl pána vesmíru na Maharloke.
So I kept chanting my mantra.
Pokračoval som spievanie svojej mantry.
And meditating on Bhrigu.
A meditoval som nad Bhrigom.
And then I ended up being transported to Maharloka.
A zrazu som bol prenesený na Maharloku.
There I saw the Lord of sacrifices being given oblations in the fire.
A tam som videl pána obeti, ako mu proste dávajú do ohňa obety.
And the Lord of sacrifices appeared from the fire.
A z ohňa sa zjavil pán obeti.
And gave me his remnants.
A dal mi svoje zvyšky.
All the sages there said, why don't you become a brahmana?
A všetci tí mudrci tam povedali, prečo sa z teba nestane brahmana?
I said, no, I think I'll just stay like a cowherd boy.
Hovorí, nie, ja myslím, že radšej zostanem ako pastierik.
I think I'd just like to be your servant.
A radšej by som zostal ako váš služobník.
Oh, when the sacrifices were over,
a keď boli tie obety už ukončené,
then Lord Vishnu would disappear.
A potom zmizol pán Vishnu.
And then I was so sad.
Potom som bol tak smutný.
And feeling so much separation.
A cítil som toľko odlučenia.
Then he would come back.
No, on sa vrátil.
When there was another sacrifice.
Keď bola ďalšia obeť.
And then I would be happy.
A potom som bol zase šťastný.
Then Brahma went to sleep.
A potom Brahma si išiel láhnuť.
It was the night of Brahma.
Bola noc Brahmu.
And then there was no sacrifices.
A neboli žiadne obeti.
And there was no Lord.
A nebol ani pán.
And then I was really missing Lord Jagannath.
A veľmi mi chýbal pán Jagannath.
When can I go back to Jagannath Puri?
Kedy sa môžem zase vrátiť do Jagannath?
When can I go back to Vrindavan?
Kedy môžem ísť späť do Vrindavanu?
And thinking that way I was chanting my mantra.
A takto som premýšľal a spieval som svoju mantru.
Then one day,
a jedného dňa,
a very little boy came.
Prišiel veľmi malý chlapec.
And all the sages worshipped him.
A všetci svätci ho uctievali.
And I said, "Who's that?"
A ja som si povedal, kto to je?
He said, "Those are the four Kumaras."
A oni hovoria, to sú štyria Kumarovia.
They live in Tapaloka.
Oni žijú na Tapaloke.
We here on Maharloka, we are all householders.
Na Maharloke my sme všetko hospodári.
And there they are all brahmacharis.
Oni sú brahmačari.
And they are constantly seeing the Lord of the Universe.
A oni neustále vidie pána vesmíru.
Oh, I thought I would like to go there.
A ja si hovorím, rád by som tam išiel.
So chanting my mantra,
a tak som spieval svoju mantru.
I went to Tapaloka.
A išiel som na Tapaloku.
And there I saw the four Kumaras.
A tam som videl štyroch Kumarov.
And they were so attractive.
A oni boli také aktivní.
Jai Shri Shri. And I was looking everywhere on Tapaloka.
A ja som sa tam pozeral po tej Tapaloke.
Where's the Lord of the Universe?
Kde je pán vesmíru?
Where is he?
Kde je?
What form does he have here?
Ako má túto podobu?
And I asked the sages.
A tak som sa spýtal tých svetcov.
Where's the Lord of the Universe?
Kde je pán vesmíru?
They didn't answer me.
Ale oni mi neodpovedali.
And I just kept chanting my mantra.
Tak som pokračoval spievaním svojej mantry.
I thought, I can't find the Lord of the Universe here.
A tak som si povedal, tu asi nenájdem pána vesmíru.
Better to go back to Earth and go to Jagannath Puri.
Radšej pôjdem späť na zem do Jagannath Puri.
And then Pipalayana finally talked to me.
And then?
One of the sages, Pipalayana, finally talked to me.
A potom jeden z tých mudrcov, Pipalayana, nakoniec ku mne prehovoril.
Says, why do you want to go to Jagannath Puri?
Prečo by si chcel ísť do Jagannath Puri?
If you want to find the Lord of the Universe,
a chceš nájsť pána vesmíru,
just meditate.
Jednoducho medituj.
You can see him in your heart.
Môžeš ho uvidieť v svojom srdci.
Pipalayana said, he said, meditation is the most important process. Said, because the mind is the king of all of the senses. So if you meditate, you will get everything from every other process. Said, please try meditating. He said, if you can't meditate properly,
ak nebudeš schopný správne meditovať,
then we can take you to see Nara Narayan Rishi.
Tak potom ťa vezmeme za Nara Narayanom.
So I thought, okay, maybe I'll just go see Nara Narayan.
Tak som si povedal, dobre, pôjdem navštíviť Nara Narayanom.
As soon as I thought like that,
a hneď ako som takto pomyslel,
the four Kumaras changed their forms.
Tak títo štyria Kumárovia sa premenili.
They appeared as Vishnu.
A oni vyzerali ako Vishnu.
As Nara Narayan.
Ako Nara Narayan.
As Varaha, as Nrisingha.
Ako Varaha, Nrisingha.
And then I said, oh, please forgive me that I wanted to leave.
A vtedy hovorím, prosím, odpusti mi, že som chcel odísť.
Then they touched me on my head.
Potom sa dotkli moje hlavy.
And I entered into Samadhi.
A vstúpil som do Samadhi.
Oh, then my chanting of the mantra really improved.
A vtedy sa spievanie mojej mantry veľmi zlepšilo.
Because I could see the Lord of the Universe in my heart.
Pretože som v svojom srdci videl pána vesmíru.
But I would still think about Vrindavan.
Ale stále som myslel na Vrindavan.
And sometimes when I was in Samadhi,
a niekedy, keď som bol v Samadhi,
I couldn't see the Lord in the heart.
Som aj tak nemohol vidieť pána v svojom srdci.
And sometimes in ecstasy in Samadhi, I couldn't chant.
A niekedy, keď som bol v extáze, v samadhi, tak som nebol schopný spievať.
I felt some disturbance.
A cítil som určité rozrušenie.
And whenever I felt disturbed,
a keď som cítil sa takto rozrušený,
the sages would assume the form of the Lord.
Tak vtedy tí mudrci prijali podobu pána.
And I was meditating all the time on this form of the Lord of the, in the heart.
A stále som meditoval na touto podobou v srdci.
Then, one day,
a potom jedného dňa,
a personality visited on a swan with four heads.
Prišla tam na návštevu osoba so štyrmi hlavami a letela na labuti.
And the four Kumaras and all of the sages worshipped him.
A štyria Kumarovia, všetci mudrci ho uctievali.
And I asked them, who's that?
Ja som sa spýtal, kto to je?
They said, you don't know who he is.
A oni hovoria, ty nevieš, kto toto je?
He's our father, Lord Brahma.
To je náš otec, pán Brahma.
He lives in Satyaloka.
On žije na Satyaloke.
There the Lord of the universe is always present.
Tam je pán vesmíru stále prítomný.
The Lord is the Mahapurusha.
Pán je Mahapurusha.
With thousands of heads and arms.
S tisíckami rúk a nôh, hlav a rúk.
Oh, I thought, I would like to go there.
A ja som si povedal, tam by som rád išiel.
And see the Mahapurusha.
A videl, rád by som videl Mahapurusha.
So I was chanting my mantra in Samadhi.
A tak som spieval svoju mantru v Samadhi.
And then,
a vtedy,
I went to Satyaloka.
Som prišiel na Satyaloku.
There I saw the Mahapurusha.
A tam som zbadal Mahapurushu.
With Lakshmi Devi massaging his feet.
Ako mu Lakshmi Devi masíruje nohy.
The Lord was instructing Lord Brahma.
A pán dával pokyny pánovi Brahmovi.
About bhakti.
O bhakti.
So I fainted in ecstasy.
Tak som odpadol v extázii.
And then Lakshmi picked me up just like her son and brought me to see the Lord.
Vtedy ma Lakshmi zdvihla ako svojho syna a priviedla ma, aby som mohol vidieť pána.
I was so happy.
Bol som tak šťastný.
Oh, I'm with the Lord of the universe.
A teraz som s pánom vesmíru.
And then the Lord went to sleep.
A vtedy pán išiel spať.
And I saw Brahma create the whole material world.
A videl som, ako Brahma tvorí celý hmotný svet.
Then I saw at the end of the day Lord Brahma went to sleep with the Lord.
A na konci dňa som videl, že aj Brahma ide spať spolu, ako spí pán.
And all the sages were glorifying the Lord while he was sleeping.
A všetci mudrci ospevovali pána, kým spal.
And I was so happy.
A ja som bol tak šťastný.
But sometimes the Lord went to another place.
Ale niekedy pán odišiel na iné miesto.
And then I was crying in separation.
A vtedy som plakal v odlúčení.
And I was thinking how fortunate Lord Brahma is.
A vtedy som premýšľal, aký je šťastný pán Brahma.
The Lord is his father and Lakshmi is his mother.
Pán je jeho otec a Lakshmi je jeho matka.
The Lord treats him with so much affection as a son.
A pán sa k nemu chová s takou láskou ako svojmu synovi.
I wish he would treat me like that.
Kiež by so mňou takto zaobchádzal.
And I kept chanting my mantra.
A tak som spieval svoju mantru.
One day, Lord Brahma touched some foam that had manifested in the process of the past devastation.
Foam?
Foam.
Foam, yes. It's foam.
Okay. Not a foam. Foam.
Jedného dňa sa pán Brahma dotkol nejakej peny, ktorá sa manifestovala, that it manifested in what?
In a past, in a previous devastation.
Ktorá sa manifestovala v predchádzajúcom zničení.
And a demon came out of the foam.
A z tej peny vznikol démon.
Brahma got scared and ran away.
A Brahma sa zlakol a utekal preč.
Lord Vishnu killed the demon.
Pán Vishnu toho démona zabil.
But Brahma was too scared to come back.
Ale Brahma sa príliš bál, aby sa vrátil.
So Lord Vishnu said to me, you become Brahma.
A tak mi pán Vishnu povedal, nech sa z teba stane Brahma.
And then I took the post of Brahma.
No a tak sa mne stal Brahma.
And as Brahma, I was always remembering Vrindavan.
Ako Brahma som neustále spomínal na Vrindavan.
And I flooded the universe with pure devotional service.
No, zaplavil som celý vesmír a čistou láskou k Bohu.
I appointed pure Vaishnavas to all the posts of administration.
No, tak som čistých Vaishnavov na všetky administratívne pozície.
And I was so happy with the Lord treating me as his son.
A bol som tak šťastný, že pán so mňou jedná ako so svojím synom.
But I had so many management anxieties.
Ale mal som toľko úzkosti ohľadne toho managementu.
I didn't like that.
Že sa mi to nepáčilo.
Then someone told me that I couldn't stay there forever.
A tak mi niekto povedal potom, že aj tak tam nemôžem zostať navždy.
That I was going to die.
Že zomriem.
So I was chanting my mantra.
A tak som odriekal svoju mantru.
And remembering Vrindavan.
Spomínal na Vrindavan.
Then I heard some of the residents of Satyaloka.
A potom som počul, ako niektorí obyvatelia Satyaloky.
Talking about the Brahma Jyoti.
Rozprávajú o Brahma Jyoti.
They said there were some people on earth who attained liberation.
A oni hovorili, že na zemi bolo niekoľko ľudí, ktorí získali oslobodenie.
Oh, I asked them, please tell me about liberation.
A tak som im povedala, prosím, povedzte mi o oslobodení.
Then the goddesses of the scriptures appeared before me.
A potom sa predo mňou zjavila bohyňa, polbohyňa písiem.
Of the Upanishads, the Shrutis and the Smritis.
Bohyňa Upanishada, Shruti a Smriti.
And they said, you can gain liberation by knowledge.
A povedali, oslobodenie môže získať prostredníctvom poznania.
But the goddesses of the Puranas and the Agamas,
ale bohyňa Puran a Agamas?
Agamas. They said, no, you can attain liberation much more easily by bhakti.
Oni povedali, nie, oslobodenie môže získať oveľa ľahšie prostredníctvom bhakti.
And the Shrutis and the Smritis agreed.
A Shruti a Smriti súhlasili.
Bhakti is a better process.
Bhakti je lepší proces.
By the way, this is an actual photograph of Narsingadeva in Mayapur.
A toto je v skutočnosti fotografia Narsingadeva v Mayapure.
No photoshopping.
Nie je tam žiadny Photoshop.
So the scriptures, the personifications of the scriptures said,
na to zosobnenie písiem povedalo,
they said liberation is discussed in the scriptures just to tell you not to go there.
A oslobodenie je popisované v písmach preto, aby ťa upozornilo na to, že tam nemáš ísť.
It said the happiness of liberation is something like deep sleep.
Hovorí, šťastie a oslobodenie je niečo ako hlboký spánok.
It can be achieved even by namabhas.
To môžeš získať aj prostredníctvom namabhasy.
Said the jivas are part of Krishna, they are not Krishna.
Hovorí, jivy sú súčasťou Krishna, nie sú Krishna.
But conditioned souls have forgotten their real identity.
Ale podmienené duše zabudli na svoju skutočnú identitu.
This Brahmajyoti is not really such a good place to go.
Brahmajyoti v skutočnosti nie je také dobré miesto, kam by si teda chcel ísť.
Even the demons can go there.
Dokonca aj démoni môžu tam ísť.
They said, anyway, you should just do bhakti.
A tak či tak, proste rob bhakti.
Rituals are distracting.
Rituály ťa len rozrušia.
And if too much renunciation dries up the transcendental taste,
a príliš veľa odriekania spôsobí, že transcendentálna chuť vyschne.
Knowledge of Brahman does violence.
A poznanie o Brahmane spôsobuje násilie.
You should go for prema or love of God.
A mal by si cieliť na prému, lásku k Bohu.
But I was interested in this Brahmajyoti.
Ale mňa toto Brahmajyoti zaujímalo.
I was curious.
Bol som zvedavý.
And they said to me, well, if you're curious, you should worship your mantra.
A tak mi povedali, nož, ak si teda zvedavý, tak uctívaj svoju mantru.
Outside of this planet, there's a shell on the universe.
Vonku, mimo tejto planety, je taká škrupina okolo vesmíru.
And there are 8 coverings.
A je tam 8 vrstiev.
If you go past all these coverings,
ak prejdeš všetky tieto vrstvy,
you will come to the Brahmajyoti.
Tak prejdeš do Brahmajyoti.
The Mahakala.
The Mahakali.
But you cannot get there from here very easily.
Ale odtiaľto sa tam veľmi ľahko nedostaneš.
If you want to go very fast,
a chceš ísť veľmi rýchlo,
first go all the way back to the Earth planet.
Tak najskôr chod celú cestu naspäť na Zem.
And go to Vrindavan.
Chod do Vrindavanu.
And the Mahapurusha said to me,
a ten Mahapurusha mi povedal,
even though there's been creation and destruction,
hoci tam existuje stvorenie a zničenie,
Vrindavan is not affected by time.
A Vrindavan nie je ovplyvnený časom.
Go back to Vrindavan.
Vráť sa do Vrindavanu.
There you will meet your guru.
A tam sa stretne so svojím guruom.
And from there you can go to the Mahakal.
A odtiaľ môžeš ísť do Mahakali.
After you've satisfied all your desires.
After?
After you've satisfied all your desires,
potom čo si uspokojil všetky svoje túžby,
then you will play with me in Vrindavan.
Sa so mnou budeš hrať vo Vrindavane.
So Gopu Kumar chanted his mantra.
Tak Gopu Kumar spieval svoju mantru.
And he ended up back in Vrindavan.
A vrátil sa do Vrindavanu.
And it looked exactly the same.
A ono to vyzeralo úplne rovnako.
And as the Lord had said, he again met his spiritual master.
Ako povedal pán, tak on sa tam znovu stretol so svojím duchovným učiteľom.
Who at first he saw was unconscious in ecstasy.
Ktorý bol v bezvedomí, v extáze.
When he came back to consciousness,
teda keď ho zbadal, tak upadol do bezvedomia, do extázy. A keď sa znova prebudil,
he embraced Gopu Kumar.
Keď sa ten guru zobudil, tak objal Gopu Kumara.
Told him to take a bath.
Povedal mu, nech sa vykúpe.
And gave him more instructions on the mantra.
A dal mu ďalšie pokyny ohľadne tej mantry.
And then disappeared.
A potom zmizol.
Okay, we will end here for today.
Takže tu ukončíme.
Anyone have any questions?
Máte niekto nejaké otázky?
Maybe we can open that window all the way. It's really hot in
here. Môžeme to okno otvoriť, lebo je to veľmi horko.
Anyone any questions or discussions on this part? Yes.
Can you
you. So I would like to ask, like, according to this story, it really seems like that the Lord is leading us, and maybe we do not really have to do much. Just, you know, surrender, but is it like that?
Can you say that in slow?
Takže a podľa tohto príbehu ono to tak a trošku vyznieva, že až tak veľa toho nemusíme robiť, lebo Pán nás vedie. A že či teda je to naozaj, tak to funguje. Že proste len sa nejak tak odovzdáme, že to dobre dopadne.
Well, Gopal Kumar did quite a lot.
A takže Gopal Kumar, on robil dosť veľa.
You cannot say he didn't do anything.
Nemôžem povedať, že by nič nerobil.
He was very faithfully chanting his mantra.
On s veľkou vierou spieval svoju mantru.
With a deep desire to see the Lord of the universe.
S hlbokou túžbou zbadať Pána vesmíru.
And whatever service he was given, he did it with great concentration.
Všetku službu, ktorú dostal, tak on ju robil s veľkým sústredením.
I would say he was doing a lot.
Tak ja by som povedala, že on robil veľmi veľa.
And it's by his desire that he's moving through all these different realms.
A vďaka svojej túžbe sa pohyboval po všetkých týchto sférach.
So you can see both. The Lord is leading him and he is also making an effort.
Takže vidíme, že tam obidve veci, že aj Pán ho vedie a on zároveň vyvíja úsilie.
He's very strict in his following.
On je veľmi striktný v svojom nasledovaní.
No matter where he goes,
bez ohľadu, kde je,
and no matter what position he gets,
a bez ohľadu na to, akú získa pozíciu,
he very faithfully follows his spiritual master.
Tak veľmi verne nasleduje svojho duchovného učiteľa.
Is that right? Any other questions? Yes.
K tomu, čo Mataji hovorila, je v starom zákone, že Pán riadi kroky človeka, ale ako málo človek rozumie jeho ceste.
So he says that to what I was saying, that there is a verse in Old Testament and it says that ešte raz
povieš to? Pán riadi kroky človeka.
That the Lord is controlling the steps of a man.
Ale ako málo človek rozumie jeho ceste.
But how little a man understands his path.
Thank you. Anybody else?
So, actually, I have two questions.
Okay.
So the first one, what is the main message of this story? And the second one, in which ashtra can you find the origin of this story?
Okay, well, the, can you say that in
Slovak? Tak prvá otázka je, že čo je vlastne hlavné posolstvo toho príbehu a druhá otázka je, že v ktorej šastre môžeme nájsť pôvod z toho príbehu alebo ten...
Yeah, well, this is the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami.
Tak toto je Brihad Bhagavatamrita od Sanatana Goswamiho?
So I don't think it exists except from that.
Tak myslím, že neexistuje ako v inej šastre, okrem ako tohto písma.
So we have a number of... There's a lot of stories that are told by our acharyas.
Takže je veľa príbehov, ktoré rozprávajú naši acharyovia.
That are not given in the scripture.
Ktoré nie sú ako v ostatných písmach.
Now, in the Bhagavatam it does explain.
V Bhagavatame je vysvetľované.
That the devotee can go back to Godhead directly from this planet.
Že oddaný môže ísť naspäť k Bohu priamo z tejto planety.
Or can go step by step through all the different planets.
Alebo krok za krokom cez všetky tie planety.
And of course all of these planets are described in the Bhagavatam.
A samozrejme všetky tieto planety sú popisované v Bhagavatame.
So the philosophical basis of the story is in the Bhagavatam.
Takže filozofický základ tohto príbehu je v Bhagavatame.
The explanation of every place is in the Bhagavatam.
A vysvetlenie o každom tom mieste nájdeme tiež v Bhagavatame.
But the specific story as far as I know is only told by Sanatana Goswami.
Ale pokiaľ viem, tento konkrétny príbeh rozpráva iba Sanatana Goswami.
Just like also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Rupa Goswami, they tell stories of Krishna Lila that are only told by them.
Ako napríklad Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur alebo Rupa Goswami rozprávajú príbehy o Krišnovej Líle, ktoré rozprávajú len oni.
They're not in the Puranas.
Nie sú v Puranách.
No, they're based on the Puranas, but they're not told in the Puranas.
Sú založené na Puránach, ale nie sú vyrozprávané v Puránach.
So of course, Vaishnavas who are not Gaudiya Vaishnavas would not accept these stories as being bona fide.
Takže samozrejme Vaishnavovia, ktorí nie sú Gaudiya Vaishnavovia, by tieto príbehy neprijímali ako bona fide.
I mean, they might or they might not.
A mohli by a nemuseli by.
You know, if you were to go to the Madhvas or the Sri Vaishnavas.
Ak by si išiel do Madhva alebo Shri Sampradaya.
Or Nimbarka.
Alebo do Nimbarka Sampradaya.
They're not accepting Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
Oni neprijmú Rupa Sanatana Goswamiha.
They're not following our acharyas.
Oni proste nenasledujú našich acharyov.
They have their own acharyas.
Majú vlastných acharyov.
And they have their own stories.
A majú vlastné príbehy.
That most of us don't even know.
Ktoré mnohí z nás ani nepoznáme.
Like, you know, if you go to South India,
ako keď pôjdeš do Južnej Indie,
they'll tell you all sorts of stories about Lord Vishnu.
Tak ti porozprávajú všetky tie príbehy o pánovi Vishnuovi.
We don't know those stories.
Ale my nepoznáme tieto príbehy.
Most of us don't even know the names of their acharyas.
Mnohí z nás ani nepoznajú mena ich acharyov.
I mean, even in our Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Dokonca aj v našej Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Just like if you go to Manipur.
Ako keď pôjdeš do Manipuru.
In India.
V Indii.
So they are traditionally Gaudiyas.
Tak oni tradične sú Gaudiya Vaishnavovia.
They are followers of Narottama Das Thakur.
Oni sú nasledovníci Narottama Das Thakura.
But their rituals are different.
Ale ich rituály sú iné.
So in Manipur, the ladies wear saffron silk.
Takže v Manipure dámy nosia oranžový hodvab.
They don't wear saris.
Oni nenosia sari.
They wear like a sanyasi lungi.
Oni nosia sanyasi lungi.
So you see all the ladies wearing this saffron silk sanyasi clothes.
Takže vidíš tam všetky tie dámy, ako chodia v šafránových sanyasinských odevoch.
Married, not married.
A či sú vydaté, alebo nie.
Whenever they go to the temple,
a keď idú do chrámu,
or they do any ritual,
a robia rituály,
then the rest of the day they wear other clothes.
And the rest of the day?
They wear other clothes.
Aha, čiže oni to nosia, keď idú do chrámu a potom zvyšok dňa už nosia iné oblečenie.
So in the morning, all over, the everywhere, you see the ladies are wearing saffron lungis.
Takže ráno tam všade vidíš dámy v tých šafranových lungích.
Now if they're married, they have a white chadar, and if they're a widow, they have a saffron chadar.
Ak sú vydaté, tak majú biely čadar, a ak sú vdovy, tak majú šafránový čadar.
And they have big kartals.
Majú veľké kartale.
And they don't have a little string like this.
A nemajú takúto stužku.
It's very thick.
Je to veľmi hrubé.
You have to hold it like this.
Musíš ich takto držať.
You can't wrap it.
Nemôžeš si ich omotať.
Or like this maybe.
Alebo takto.
Big string.
Obrovské.
And they have traveling kirtan parties.
A majú kirtan skupiny, ktoré cestujú.
That sing in Narottama Das Thakur style.
Ktoré spievajú v štýle Narottama Das Thakura.
And it's generally women parties.
A vo všeobecnosti sú to skupiny žien.
There's a woman leader.
Je tam žena ako líder.
And they go to the temples.
Idú do chrámov.
And then the head of the temple gives them all money and cloth.
A ten vedúci toho chrámu im dajú všetky peniaze a oblečenie.
And then they're singing the songs of Narottama Das Thakur.
A oni tam spievajú piesne od Narottama Das Thakura.
And during the kirtan, the pujari blows the conch shell like a musical instrument.
A počas kirtanu pujari duje do lastúry, ako keby to bol hudobný nástroj.
Actually, has two conch shells.
V skutočnosti má dve lastúry.
Very big ones.
Obrovské.
And he's blowing them both at the same time.
A duje na obe naraz.
He's holding these two great big conch shells by his mouth.
Takže pri ústach si drží tieto dve obrovské lastúry.
And he's going back and forth.
A ide od jednej k druhej.
Playing it like a musical instrument.
A hrá na nich ako na hudobný nástroj.
During the kirtan.
Počas kirtanu.
And they've established in the big temples, they've established here's Govardhan, here's Radhakund, here's Shyamakund.
A vo veľkých chrámoch ustanovili, tu je Govardhan, tu je Radhakund, tu je Shyamakund.
They have different tilak.
Majú iný tilak.
I mean, even among our ISKCON devotees.
Dokonca aj medzi našimi ISKCON oddanými.
Many of them still follow the culture and tradition of Narottama Das Thakura.
Mnohí stále nasledujú kultúru a tradíciu Narottama Das Thakura.
When I was there, the devotees put on this dance drama.
Keď som tam bola, tak oddaní spravili toto tanečné divadlo.
Of the history of Manipur.
O histórii Manipuru.
So it was all stories of kings and politics.
Všetko to boli príbehy o kráľoch a politike.
But it was also all stories of Krishna.
Ale tiež tam boli príbehy o Krishnovi.
Because their kings were Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Pretože ich kráľovia boli Gaudiya Vaishnavia.
So they are praying to Lord Chaitanya.
Tak sa modlili k pánu Chaitanyovi.
They're having visions of Krishna.
Majú vízie o Krishnovi.
I mean, it was the political history was mixed with Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
Ich politická história je premiešaná s Gaudiya Vaishnavizmom.
And Prabhupada very much appreciated their culture.
A Prabhupada veľmi oceňoval ich kultúru.
He wanted the Manipuri traditional culture taught all over the world.
On chcel, aby sa tradičná manipurská kultúra učila po celom svete.
But it's not quite ISKCON culture.
Ale nie je to veľmi ako iskonská kultúra.
I mean, some of them become members of ISKCON.
Niektorí z nich sa stávajú členmi ISKCONu.
But, you know, they're not in the line coming from Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta.
Ale oni nie sú v postupnosti, ktorá prichádza cez Bhakti Vinodu a Bhakti Siddhantu.
Different line.
Je to iná línia.
You even see in the people in the line coming from Bhakti Siddhanta.
Dokonca aj keď vidíš v tej línii, ktorá pochádza od Bhakti Siddhantu.
There's different groups of Gaudiya Math.
Sú tam rôzne skupiny Gaudiya Mathu.
And they have their acharyas that we in ISKCON don't even know.
A majú vlastných acharyov, ktorých my v ISKCONe ani nepoznáme.
They'll quote from other disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta.
Oni citujú od iných žiakov Bhakti Siddhantu.
And we in ISKCON, we don't even know who these people are.
My v ISKCONe ani nevieme, kto sú títo ľudia.
And similarly in ISKCON, you know, we have our gurus coming from Prabhupada.
A podobne v ISKCONe my máme svojich gurov, ktorí pochádzajú od Prabhupada.
We're reading their books.
Čítame ich knihy.
We're, at least the disciples of them are taking them as authority.
Aspoň ich žiaci ich prijímajú ako autoritu.
But they're not accepted as authority in the other branches of the Gaudiya Math.
Ale oni nie sú prijímaní ako autority v iných vetvách Gaudiya Mathu.
Just like you have so many universities.
Ako máš toľko univerzit.
So they're all teaching mathematics.
A všade sa učí matematika.
But there's different professors.
Ale sú tam rôzni profesori.
And different textbooks.
A rôzne učebnice.
So certain books may be used in all the universities.
Niektoré učebnice môžu byť používané na všetkých univerzitách.
No, but when I was in the university.
Keď som ja chodila na univerzitu.
If the professor had written a book.
Ak profesor napísal nejakú knihu.
Usually they required you use their book for the class.
Väčšinou chceli, aby sa v triede používala ich učebnica.
They're very expensive books.
A boli to veľmi drahé knihy.
Like $100 for one book.
Ako $100 za knihu.
But you had to buy their book.
Ale musel si si kúpiť ich knihu.
For the class.
Aspoň ako kvôli tomu predmetu.
So a sampradaya means like a school.
Sampradaya to znamená ako škola.
There's certain personalities in that sampradaya.
A v tejto sampradaye sú rôzne osobnosti.
Does that make sense? That's the answer to your second question.
Takže to je odpoveď na tvoju druhú otázku.
Sorry, that's a long answer.
Prepáč, že je to tak dlhá odpoveď.
As far as your first question.
Čo sa týka tvojej prvej otázky.
What is the meaning of the story?
Aký je zmysel tohto príbehu?
Okay, well, we haven't finished the story.
Tak my sme ešte s tým príbehom neskončili.
We're a little less than halfway.
Takže sme takmer v polovici.
But you remember Uchara's question at the beginning. Uchara.
Uchara, okay.
Parikshit's mother.
Takže spomína si na tú otázku Uttari, Parikshitovej matky.
She said, are there different destinations?
Ona sa pýta, sú tam rôzne ciele, kam môžeme prísť?
So this part two of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Takže táto druhá časť Brihad Bhagavatamrity.
Is about different destinations.
Je o rôznych destináciách.
And part one, which we're not doing, is about different devotees.
A prvá časť, ktorú nepreberáme na tomto kurze, tak je o rôznych oddaných.
So very much like in Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Instruction.
Takže je to dosť podobné ako v Nektare pokynov od Rupa Goswamiho.
Where he talks about there's a higher place, higher, higher, higher.
Kde rozpráva, je vyššie miesto, ešte vyššie, ešte, ešte.
He talks about levels of people.
Rozpráva o úrovniach ľudí.
And he talks about levels of places.
A rozpráva o úrovniach miest.
So everybody wants to live in the best place.
Každý chce žiť na tom najlepšom mieste.
Yes.
Áno, je to tak.
Where is the best place to live?
Kde je to najlepšie miesto, kde môžeš žiť?
This story will tell you what is the best place to live.
Takže tento príbeh ti hovorí, ktoré miesto je najlepšie, kde sa dá žiť.
And what else did you get so far? You tell me, what have you learned so far?
A čo ste sa naučili doteraz? From this story?
Yes, tell me what you've learned. So far, from this part of the story, you tell me, what have you learned?
Tak mi povedzte, čo ste sa naučili z tohto príbehu dneska.
Yeah.
keď stále nasleduje to spievanie tej mantry, ktorú dal duchovný učiteľ, tak vlastne môže navštíviť rôzne tie miesta, ale že nikdy sa mám pocit, že nie si bez cesty.
So when he faithfully follows the chanting of the mantra he received from his spiritual master, then he will never deviate from his path.
Okay. Yes, what have you learned?
Že vlastne on mohol cestovať po rôznych úrovniach vesmíru, ale jeho mysel bola stále niekde ide, takže vlastne nebol spokojný, keďže jeho mysel nebola tam, kde on.
So even he was traveling through different layers of the universe.
He didn't get there yet.
On ešte sa teda
different planets in the universe. Yes.
Different planets of the universe, so his mind was dissatisfied because he was never on the place, he still wanted to be somewhere else.
Very good. Very nice.
That Krishna is fulfilling our desires, whatever desire he had, it was fulfilled.
Very nice. You should be very careful what you desire when you're chanting a mantra.
Takže mal by si dávať veľký pozor na to, čo si praješ, keď spievaš mantru.
Okay, what else?
Can I ask a question?
Just let me ask everybody else. What else did you learn?
Takže čo ste sa ešte naučili?
Že bol stále aktívny. Že
bol constantly active.
To be active. That we should be active.
He was active.
He was active.
Yeah. All the time.
So we should also be active.
Yes.
Good. More? Yes?
Also that on the different destinations, like the residents there, they wanted to stay there. They were satisfied and they thought it was the best what they are doing.
Very nice. Can you say that slowly?
Ako na tých rôznych, v tých rôznych destináciách, tak všetci tí uctievači alebo tí rezidenti, tak boli, si mysleli, že ten proces, ktorý oni nasledujú, je ten najlepší. But still there was
something higher.
Ale stále bolo niečo viac.
A že mal stále taký služobnícky postoj, že nikdy, že chcel stále slúžiť vlastne tým osobám.
He had constantly a serving attitude that he wanted to serve all the time.
Hey, somebody else? So
the guru was not present all the time. He was there only from time to time, but it was enough. Takže ten guru tam nebol stále prítomný, bol tam len raz za čas, ale stačilo to na to, aby...
He had constantly big desire to see the Lord of the Universe.
Čo mal neustále veľkú túžbu stretnúť Pána vesmíru.
Yeah, no matter what happened, he kept that desire. And you know, with his guru, his Diksha guru, he didn't see very much.
So jeho Diksha guru veľmi nestretával.
But he had a lot of Shiksha gurus.
Ale stretol mnohých Shiksha guru.
Everywhere he goes, he gets some Shiksha.
Všade, kam išiel, tak získal nejakú šikšu.
And you'll see that more tomorrow.
A to uvidíme zajtra.
Tomorrow we're going to go out of the universe.
A zajtra už pôjdeme von z vesmíru.
So we stopped where he's finished with this material universe.
Takže my začneme presne tu, kde skončil s hmotným svetom.
And tomorrow he goes out of the universe.
A že zajtra už pôjdeme von z vesmíru.
Okay, what else did you learn?
I did.
Yes?
Okay, so... Actually, in the beginning, he was already in Vrindavan. Yes. He had the destination, but still he had to go all the way through to come back to Vrindavan. Že on už ako na začiatku bol vo Vrindavane, ale aj tak musel odísť Vrindavanu a všetkým tým prejsť, aby si to uvedomil.
No, I don't think he had to.
Nemyslím si, že musel. But he did.
But he did.
Ale spravil to.
Yes, he was born in Govardhan.
On sa narodil pri Govardhane.
And he could have found Krishna there.
A mohol aj tam stretnúť Krishnu.
But he was restless.
Ale bol neposedný.
Somebody else, what did you learn?
Ešte niekto iný, čo ste sa naučili?
What did you learn?
I heard everything.
Oh, there's so much more.
Takže ešte toho oveľa viac, aj keď to dala Lita hovorí, že všetko, čo sa
What else did somebody learn?
Takže čo ste sa ešte naučili?
Že sa nepripútal k
žiadnej
tej pozícii vlastne.
He would not get attached to any position. He got like the position of the king.
Very nice. Can you tell me something more about these positions that he kept getting?
Môžete mi povedať ešte niečo viac o týchto pozíciách, ktoré získaval?
He was
was the king.
He was the king of the capital.
Takže byl král hlavného města.
The king in Jagannath Puri.
Král Jagannath Puri.
Indra.
Byl Indra.
And Brahma.
A Brahma.
And what happened each time?
A co se za každým stalo?
One good thing, one bad thing.
Jedna dobrá věc a jedna zlá.
No, stál stojí v tom mysle, no, stál stojí v původné pozici, ale uvědomil, na druhé straně si uvědomil, že ten management berie ten čas a...
So with his minor stage in the same position as simple cowherd boy, but he understood that the management is putting him into anxiety.
Yes, so he got some anxiety, which was a distraction.
Takže získal určitou úzkost, která byla rozrušením pro něho.
But what good thing did it do for him?
He improved the worship.
Yeah, so he was able to do a lot more service.
Takže jako vďaka té pozici byl schopný spravit oveľa viac služby.
He was able to improve the worship.
Dokázal zlepšit to uctievanie.
As Brahma, he spread pure bhakti throughout the universe.
Ako Brahma rozširoval čistú lásku po celom vesmíre.
But he also found that it was distracting.
Can Brahma do that?
He did.
He can spread pure bhakti.
He did.
Či Brahma môže rozširovať čistú bhakti, že tak ako v jeho prípade sa mu to podarilo.
Okay, so we will finish this story tomorrow, hopefully.
I have one more question.
One more question, yes. It's already 9:15.
Okay, so if we chant the Gopal mantra and have some desires, will they like get fulfilled? Like
yes, that? I'm afraid so.
Takže keď spievame Gopal mantru a nejaké túžby, že či sa nám splníte túžby, takže obávam sa, že áno. She asked where will we find it.
Where will you find the Gopal mantra? That is given at second initiation.
Tu získavaš pri druhom zasvetení.
It's one of the seven mantras given at second initiation.
Takže je to jedna zo siedmých mantier, ktoré dostávaš pri druhom zasvetení.
Although the Gopal mantra we chant is longer.
Hoci ako tá Gopal mantra, ktorú my chantujeme, je dlhšia. So he was chanting only this clear.
They were chanting 10 syllables.
Takže oni spievali 10 slambik.
Yeah, we chant 18 syllables.
We chant
18. So we chanting it was a very similar mantra but shorter.
Takže bola to veľmi podobná mantra, ale kratšia.
I mean, everybody gets all their desires fulfilled.
Ako každého všetky túžby sa splnia.
Everybody.
Každého.
If you're not a devotee,
ak nie si oddaný,
and you have a desire,
a máš túžbu,
then Super Soul tells you what to do to get it.
Tak ti Paramatma poradí, čo má spraviť, aby si si naplnil tú túžbu.
Go engage in that karmic activity.
Takže zapoj sa v takej karmickej aktivite.
Of course, you may not get it in this life.
Možno sa ti to nepodarí to získať už v tomto živote.
Sometimes you will, sometimes you'll get it in another.
Niekedy áno, a niekedy až v ďalšom živote.
But Eko Bhavanam Yovedadati Kaman, all everybody's desires gets fulfilled.
Ale každého túžba bude splnená.
The whole process of moving from one body to another is a process of fulfilling of desires.
Ale celý ten proces sa premeny tiel z jedného tela do druhého, tak to je proces ako plnenia tých túžob.
We're just very foolish. We don't know what to desire.
My sme len hlúpi, my nevieme, čo si máme, po čom máme túžiť.
So the body we have right now,
to telo, ktoré teraz máme.
The family we were born into.
Rodina, v ktorej sme sa narodili.
The whole story of our life.
Celý príbeh nášho života.
Is actually the fulfillment of our desires.
Je v skutočnosti naplnenie našich túžob.
We're just foolish.
Len sme hlúpi.
We desire foolish things.
Túžime po hlúpych veciach.
But if you take the spiritual life,
ale keď sa zapojíš do duchovného života,
then your desires are fulfilled directly by the Lord.
Tak potom tvoje túžby plní priamo najvyšší pán.
Instead of through the machine of the material energy.
Namiesto toho, aby to robil cez ten stroj hmotnej energie.
And often much faster.
A často to robí veľa rýchlejšie.
We have to be very careful what we desire.
Musíme byť veľmi pozor, musíme dávať veľký pozor, po čom túžime.
And the whole process of bhakti is to get us to desire love of God.
Celý proces bhakti nás vedie k tomu, aby sme túžili po láske k Bohu.
That's the point.
A to je ten bod.
our japa, our worship, our kirtan, everything. The point is to develop that desire for love.
Naše japa, naše uctievanie, všetko je to na to, aby sme vyvinuli túžbu po láske k Bohu.
As soon as that desire is strong enough, we will have it.
A keď už tá túžba je dostatočne silná, tak to získame.
That's the whole process of bhakti. That's it.
To je celý proces bhakti.
That's what Krishna says, 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita.
To hovorí Krishna v 4. kapitole Bhagavad Gita.
All right? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.